COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is one of the most common illnesses among Medicare enrollees. But a recent study finds that the inhalers that people with the disease need are not affordable, even with Medicare's drug coverage. Reporter Sarah Jane Tribble went to Texas to find out more.
Juanita Milton needs help breathing. She spent a lifetime smoking. Now she's on 24-hour oxygen and uses two inhalers a day, including Spiriva, first thing in the morning.
And this is really expensive, once a day.
She's 67. Her chest heaves as she walks down the hallway into the kitchen. Her voice is constricted as she prepares her inhaler.
Capsule in, and you close it, and you push this blue button, turquoise actually, if you want to be correct, and it puts a hole in it.
Milton, like many Medicare enrollees, is on a fixed income. She's got a mortgage to pay, high electricity bills because of the Texas heat, a car payment, Medicare premiums, and, well, everything.
I gotta stretch out that, plus I have the less costly medicines that I have to pay for, and also my oxygen.
To manage, Milton gets free samples of her inhalers. She regularly skips doses of one inhaler, called Breo-Ellipta, and on this morning, she has only two doses of Spiriva left. She's counting on her doctor for help. Dr. Brian Stegall is part of Hill Country Medical Associates in New Braunfels, Texas. He has a closet full of free drug samples for patients like Milton.
Thank goodness. The drug reps are good. They bring us lots of samples. So what I tend to do is I save those samples back for the Medicare patients who I know they're not going to get coverage.
Patients suffer without the inhalers.
And they're going to end up back in the hospital. They're going to end up seeing me much more often. But I'll have people there for 3 to 7 days to actually get them controlled once they go full-blown into an attack.
Being able to afford inhalers has long been a problem for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease patients. Dr. Peter Castaldi of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston surveyed thousands of Medicare patients in 2006. Up to a third said they couldn't take their medication because of cost.
Even at a relatively seemingly low amount of $20 per month out-of-pocket cost, you could see the effects of cost on people being able to take their medications.
Since 2006, copays and prices have only gone up. Spiriva's list price jumped 31% in the past 5 years to $368 a month. Patients don't actually pay those prices after rebates and discounts, but Dr. Chen Wen-Seng of the University of Hawaii said that pricing strategy still hurts patients.
It's not unusual for someone to be on more than one inhaler.
And that adds up. Seng studied projected cost of deductibles and copays for multiple inhalers. She found that COPD patients were likely to spend thousands of dollars out of pocket each year, even if they had Medicare's Part D drug coverage.
Medicare Part D was really designed in 2006 with 2006 prices. With all the much higher drug prices now in 2017, does Medicare Part D really still work?
For Juanita Milton, the answer seems obvious. It doesn't work. Milton struggles daily to breathe, and she worries about how to pay for her medicine. She spends most mornings on her back patio talking to God.
I talk. I don't pray. I talk. I carry on a conversation.
Do you ever talk to them about COPD?
Oh, yes. I understand, and I have to accept it. I know it was that my doing, that everything is in His hands.
That includes making sure she gets more free samples of those inhalers. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble.